ye. Get ready for the show.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus. You could have, you didn't even plan this out.
For King Henry, has just scored his third touchdown for nearly 3 weeks in a row. However, it's a forward-looking show, so on to week 7 we shall go. Welcome everyone to the Swolecast here presented by Roto Grinders and BetGM, where you can use a code GRINDERSBET, $10 gets you a free $100 there at BetGM. So want to welcome everybody in. Lots of different reactions to last week's show, but we're just going to move on. And Peter, I want to get your thoughts just on that Monday night game.
Monday night game went great. I had Derrick Henry in the captain slot, had a nice little win there. I thought it was great. And I was happy for you, Dave. I mean, you've been pounding the drum for Derrick Henry for years, and the public has been kind of slow to come around on it. The DFS crowd, you know, the GPP bros, they don't like to play Derrick Henry. And I think we all finally capitulated, Dave, and you've earned a victory lap here on Derrick Henry.
I could not find
no one believed. Dave was actually the only guy. Dave was really, if you think about it, like everyone was like reputationally short Derrick Henry except for David Kitchen.
Well, like, Davis, do you remember like that playoff run a couple years ago when you were like, oh, not this week, not this week. And like eventually you got it right against the Chiefs. But I feel like everyone has kind of come around on Derrick
eventually
Henry.
I got it right about the team that won the
right.
Super Bowl. Yeah.
Eventually, eventually you got it right about Derrick Henry not having a good week. But you were like,
oh, my God, I made so much money in that two gamer because Watkins had the touchdown. Oh, man. Good memes. Good memes, yeah. Dave.
So anyways, yes, I will. I'll beat the drum. I wanted to get like some props. But as you know, there's a supply chain logistics problem. So what I have are basically some sort of princess knight thing. That's all the props I had for the here you
bit. Nice.
So we move on. We move on. Tuttle, how are things going for you? Because I know NBA is starting. So level of 1 to 10, how engaged will you be on today's show?
Yeah, so the thing DraftKings did this week or for tonight is they underpriced a lot of the rookies. Like Scotty Barnes is only 3,400. He should get a lot of minutes. And the thing is, he's not a great shooter, but he should fill in the stat sheet all right elsewhere.
Good.
Taylor Green is the guy that I like to really, you know, he's gonna chuck it. And
will you let me do kind of my overview of the NBA slate first, Tuttle, before we get into the plays?
All right, my bad.
Are you grinding any NBA, Peter?
Yes, I am registered for a contest tonight because I want to win a crypto toad.
I registered for a contest or a mini contest last night and had Drew Holiday in 80% of lineups, and I was reminded how brutal those beats are when someone leaves early. But we love NBA projections. We love NBA DFS, and Roto Grinders has a great NBA product and headlined by such experts as Dan Gass from Mr. Tuttle 05.
And you know it's a good product when Tuttle wasn't able to do any NFL research today because he's working on that product. So, I mean, that's a testament to the quality.
On the NBA stuff. So today should be a fun show. And I don't want to go any further without giving the people what they want. And that is Overzet's overview to kind of start it out and lay out before us what we have for this week.
Yeah, I mean, there is the NFL slate overview, which I'll get to, but I do think we need to do a little bit of a meta overview of the show. There was a lot of feedback last week, people wanting the Giggle Gang to return, people saying that this show isn't funny anymore. And I got into it with someone on Twitter. And by get into it, I mean, I replied to his tweet and there was no response. But I told him that this is a DFS show. It has been. It always will be. So if you guys are here for the laughs, if you're here for the giggles, like just politely bug off. Go watch Comedy Bang Bang or some other, you know, comedy show if you want a comedy podcast. We're here to give you the best plays. And Dave, I think it's an interesting slate. I don't know if you heard, but it is Bimageddon. I heard someone call it Binado on maybe another podcast called The Sports Edge. And I'm worried about these buys, man. They got me spooked. You know, normally I got lots of plays, but this buy Geddon, I forgot to stock up before the buy Geddon, and now the shelves are empty of value plays. So that's what I'm looking at. We got a bunch of blowout projections here based on Vegas spread. So that'll be interesting, specifically in the 4 p.m. games, and not too many big total games other than this Chiefs Titans game. I think Derrick Henry is just a total jam at 9,200. You play him in 100% of your lineups. You don't worry about the cost or the ownership. I think the big dog just going to eat.
Yeah. Davis, did you see that graph of the basically teams against the run, and Kansas City is dead last?
I mean, would that be surprising? They're terrible. Like, they're the worst on everything, on defense. By the way, what did McLaurin end at last week in terms of ownership, Pete? Was he as chalky as you and I thought?
I think no, all those guys ended up, he ended up like what, 15 or 16%?
It was less than 15%, which is what I said, which I think Tuttle is in agreement with me as well.
Are we going to get
15 or up, I think. Let's go to the good old results database.
Why Tuttle's looking that up? Can we get a mayoral bet between Davis and Kitchen on the Chiefs game this weekend?
Oh yeah, we got to do something for Chiefs Titans. Yeah.
I'll just bet the spread, right?
Okay, sure. I will take the Chiefs are like the all time woke team against the spread, but sure.
All right, what's the bet?
I mean, I'm not
Davis won't that. Davis yeah, won't do anything.
I'm the wrong person to do. I don't do anything
like for
fun.
Entertainment or whatever else. He's got to protect the brand.
I thought we were going to keep playing cash against each other, Dave. But I noticed my inbox has not had any invites.
You're going to have to send it to me, Davis, because
I love how both of you are too lazy and too prideful to send the other one a head to head.
Honestly,
I'll send anybody head to heads, dude. That's like kind of my thing.
Too lazy and prideful.
It's way harder, like when I'm mobile on Sunday morning, than if I'm not at the computer, because like it's tough to do. But I don't think Davis won to play me last week because I crushed. So
my team was terrible last week. So it was not great. But hey,
McLaurin was 17% in the millie.
So Pete, you would have won the bet versus the random commenter who said he wasn't going to be chalk.
Yeah. So meet me in Temecula, whoever you are.
Speaking of NBA, real quick, Davis, did you see who Zach Lowe had on his five most interesting players going into the season?
No, I didn't. I'm only like 35 minutes through that podcast with Pelton.
Darius Garland, number
one. Oh, baby. Pump my bag.
And here's the thing. I've sold two Moams in the past week of Darius Garland Moams that I had just forgotten about that I had listed
My Darius Garland is listed if anyone wants to make a really good investment.
So would you like to just thank me for that advice that I gave you? That strictly financial advice that I gave
you? Well, right now it's like a minus 75% ROI. So maybe wait until it's minus 50% ROI.
There's no way it's close. That's close to true. Okay.
But are you talking about Sexland being no longer a thing?
No, it is.
Is that what we're talking about?
It is going to be. But Garland's going to be he's going to be
Garland is, yeah. Sexland's not.
Right.
But Patty Mills is making Davis money at least.
I sold that one a long time ago. It's
brutal. Okay, enough Top Shot talk, guys. People are here for the plays.
Oh, man, I was hoping we could talk some more about it.
Did you get a Run It Backpack, Kitchen?
I did. Got the Dirk, which at first I was like upset about, but then as I was like looking into it, I was like, okay, it's not that bad. But I wanted to like go big. Like after all going through all that, I wanted to go big with like a Shaq.
Yeah, hang on. You're telling me that your goal in opening a Run It Backpack was to get the moment worth the most amount of money?
Yeah, but like Dirk wasn't a bad one comparatively speaking to some of the bad ones. So I should
Sounds
have been
like happy. A rent seeker to me.
Why is Kitchen such a rent seeker, dude?
I should have been happier than what it was. I have not listed it for sale, but I'm in the collection phase. I'm sure you guys saw Coinbase NFTs have Ponderware and Mooncats listed as that seems pretty big with 1.5 million. 1 million followers via Mooncat, not financial advice. Let's get on to quarterbacks. We've got Lamar Jackson, who just burned people last week. Sure did. I mean, yeah.
I think somebody on the show said to just play Patrick Mahomes over.
Yeah, I did. But I don't know if people listened to us, Tuttle, but we did say that. I want to know, are people going back to the Lamar Jackson well this week? Davis, let's start with you.
Yeah, thank you for not throwing it to me.
I don't think they will. I think the team total for the Kansas City Chiefs is going to lean people in that direction. I also think we're going to see some people play. Well, a lot of people are going to play Stafford. You're right. You got the revenge narrative, and Stafford has just been crushing. Anyways, they have a super high team total. They actually have the highest team total of the week. Kyler with the 32.5 point team total. Brady, I actually think Brady is maybe the best tournament play at quarterback, because I think that the traditional narrative would be with a pass only quarterback with that huge spread that, you know, what's his realistic upside, like 303, and then they kind of shut it down, but they just have not been doing that. They've been up 20 points and then just, you know, pumping the touchdowns in. Cause I've been consistent that I think the Arians Brady, like, I think they have an agreement that Brady wants to chase the Peyton Manning 2013 season and beat that. So I think Brady is going to absolutely let loose on the Bears, but all of that is a long way of saying, I think Lamar probably settles in at like 8-ish% owned probably, and is an elite tournament play this week.
I think Lamar is going to get pretty popular in tournaments because stacking him is really easy with Bateman this week.
Yes,
and you have the Bengals, T and Tyler Boyd are both cheap. And so I think people are going to love that Bateman Andrews cheap Bengals wide receiver bring back.
Yeah, I'm mostly into Lamar Jackson because I read this really thoughtful 538 piece on the Baltimore Ravens that makes me think they're due for some positive regression.
Yeah.
It's an interesting theory.
Yeah.
It pays to be data driven.
Richard, you're the host.
I don't know where I want to take that.
Okay, if you want a serious take, the shit bowl between Miami and Atlanta has some appeal for at least cheap quarterback perspective. No idea, haven't looked at pricing in terms of their wide receivers yet, but I assume it's a pretty reasonable stack.
Ridley is like the cheapest he's ever been, and Waddle is 5,600.
Ridley's so mispriced at 6,600. I assume he's going to end up being mega chalk.
Who is the more mispriced, AJ Brown or Calvin Ridley, though?
I mean, AJ or Calvin Ridley, I think.
AJ Brown got 38% of their targets last week. I think it might be AJ Brown.
I don't know, man.
I think Davis is scared of Xavien Howard, I think.
Who does he play for?
The Dolphins, bro. Fins up.
He might be hurt. I don't know.
Did he play last week? I don't think Xavien
Howard. He didn't play last week.
Him and Byron Jones both didn't play.
Look at us, three people knowing that Xavien Howard didn't play last week.
I only know that because 30% of the Miami Dolphins salary cap was inactive, whether IR or game day inactive last week for the Dolphins against the Jags.
All right. As far as the people are used to us giving like the top team stacks, our top team totals, you have Stafford, then Murray, then Mahomes, and Brady, then Rodgers, then Lamar. So Stafford, Murray, Mahomes. Here's the thing. Boots on the ground take, guys. Titans secondary, it was bad previously. They don't have anybody. Like, they don't have anybody healthy. Like, they are in severe danger. I saw the player prop for Mahomes was like 327 passing yards. He might get 400 like easily. Like, I don't even know why they would run the ball against the Titans, because the Titans can stop the run.
They give true if Mahomes is a good player this week.
But like, I don't even know if you go anywhere else. I think it's just Mahomes. And Tuttle, you know, from last week, people didn't listen to us when we talked about Mahomes. Yeah. So Peter, thoughts on that?
On the Titans secondary?
Yeah, and just Mahomes in general being a smash play.
Name names, Peter.
yeah, the Titans secondary, there's a lot of guys back there that aren't doing their jobs as well as they should. And that's why Patrick Mahomes. No,
they're, it's not that they're not doing their job. It's that they're hurt. They don't have anybody. Hey,
look, I mean, being hurt is that's part of doing your job, in my opinion, Dave. I'm surprised we also haven't gotten an AJ Brown take from you about him getting food poisoning the other night. That seems like a boots on the ground kitchen take right there.
Yeah. Listen, I would have given a take, but as you know, I'm specifically DFS focused. That was more of a Monday night take, and I don't do the Thursday or the Monday night or the Sunday night games. I leave the island games to the showdown specialist, and I get the people what they want, and that is just main slate hardcore football takes.
I appreciate.
I'm just shocked Julio hurt his hammy again. Personally,
yeah. seems unlike him.
I don't think he's been healthy like the whole season as far as
like him.
Seems true,
right?
He's always
and they say they're like saving him for Sunday, but why
and like and also DraftKings too. I mean, you at least give us Julio in the mid fives so we actually have to like stop and pause and think about it. I mean, here at 6100 he's just, you can't play him.
Yeah,
so it's a Nick Westbrook game.
No, certainly not they, Josh
I
Reynolds.
Think they, I think they probably do what they did the last time they were both out, and it's Josh Reynolds. I think they view Josh Reynolds.
No, he was
not Josh Reynolds.
It's Marcus Johnson now. That's the guy.
Yeah.
That's who
well, was it wasn't.
And Akeem was the guy who came in whenever Julio had to leave the game versus the Bills. He came in and got those two clutch catches on that last drive. Like, he's going to be the guy opposite AJ. And AJ will be fine for this game, knock on wood. Plus, it's just, I mean, Derrick Henry might get 40 touches if they can keep it close. There might just not be any sort of reason to do anything else. They're going to, that would be like maybe the downside, is they're going to just stall the game and try to get Henry just as many touches as possible.
Isn't Marcus Johnson a big metrics guy?
I don't think is that I, he was on the Colts forever. Like, he's like, yeah, 28 years, yeah, old.
Here's his comparable though, who I know is a big metrics guy.
Bryce Butler, baby.
Yeah, Bryce Butler.
Yeah. Yeah. He was on a lot of dynasty teams.
Okay. Any low price quarterbacks that you guys like for this upcoming week?
I mean, I like
Heineke.
Tuttle's call on Tua and Matt Ryan. I think you could also yeah, you could toss Heineke in there. Derek Carr, I think at 6,000 doesn't look too bad to me. Have we talked about Jalen Hurts yet? He's the best player, right?
His salary is kind of up there, right?
So what I like about Hurts is that clearly you don't have to stack him, because like the thesis of the Hurts play is kind of that he gets there via rushing and rush, more specifically rushing touchdowns. I mean, I think you can stack him with Devonta Smith, and then the bring back of Henry Ruggs kind of makes itself. But I also like in single entry, like, you know, do your Chiefs Titans game stack or whatever, and then use Hurts at quarterback instead of Mahomes and save the salary and just hope, you know, that Hurts outscores Mahomes points per dollar or whatever. So I like that angle.
Okay. Let's move on to their DraftKings team, DraftKings.com.
Yeah.
As people know. And Peter, we'll start with you. Are you building by hand on your phone?
Yeah. I am putting this in the Applebee's free roll. This week, it is a free 5K NFL contest sponsored by Applebee's.
Yeah.
Don't do
that. How surprised am I that your little Android app is not in dark mode?
Don't say little Android app. Okay. That's very demeaning.
It is adorable.
You're just like all the other NFT bros. So
yeah. Oh, so, cool. Yeah. Android app with your web view in non-dark mode.
I can't.
All right, Peter, you start though.
Yeah, I want to go. I want to put Jalen Hurts in here.
Gross.
No, don't FUD my pick.
Pumping your bags.
I'm pumping, dumping Jalen Hurts, and then I'm not going to play him at all this weekend.
Aggressively drafting him.
6,900. All right, we've got Hurts. Davis, you want to pair him with anybody?
Yeah, let's do Devonta Smith, who it has like a gargantuan target share, and has had, I think he's had 3 touchdowns called back by penalty. So it's coming for some sort of, if there was some sort of model that could maybe tell us when a player's like had a lot of opportunity and it was mm-hmm. maybe a good time to play them in DFS.
Yeah.
Would probably be Davis, highlighting Devonta Smith.
Stop. Stop. Don't be a charlatan. All right. So Devonta Smith. So we've got Jalen Hurts, who won't be chalk, with Devonta Smith, who will be mega chalk. Let's go with you, Tuttle.
I like the Aaron Fox for this spot. I think he's going to be pretty low owned. No, I'll go Darren Waller. I'll bring it back with Darren Waller.
Yeah, I think Ruggs is a way better. I just want it on the record. I think Ruggs is a way better bring back than Waller.
Of course. I agree. But, you know, Tuttle, he's focused on NBA.
I've researched this slate a lot, and I vehemently disagree with that.
Did you see Blender post his tweet about the Roto-Grinders NBA projections? Where he was like up like $200,000 just using NBA projections from Roto-Grinders the past 2 years. That was pretty cool. All right. Let's see. We need running back, wide receiver, and a flex. Ooh, boy. We'll talk about running backs in a second, but it is well, not
that is pretty. How the show works. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Davis. I'm just going to have to go with the big dog. I'm just going to jam him in. 9,200. 9,200. I guess one of the worst teams.
We now have 4,300 left for 5 spots. Yeah.
Well, thanks to you and Tuttle overpaying for Jalen Hurts and Darren Waller.
Jalen Hurts is good. Just don't even start with me. I mean, eating this salary like this.
So what? We throw Giants defense in and we got 4,800.
Yeah, 4,800 per. It's back to me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're gonna need to save some money.
Yeah,
let's do. This is brutal. Let's do a Khalil Herbert.
That's not brutal. How is that brutal?
Straight up 1v1ing Nate Noling's guy Mike Davis at 5,200.
He didn't even make my sheet. I have 45 running backs listed.
All right, we need a cheap wide receiver. I'm going to take Mecole Hardman at 4,300.
For the mini correlation or for the brand?
For the brand.
This is the week, Davis. I have a feeling this is the week.
It's been the week for like 3 weeks now. He's like, he's got a real role in this offense. He'll score a touchdown one of these weeks.
He scored. No, he had a fumble last week. All right, Tuttle, with wide receiver and a flex, 4,900 each.
I would really like to keep saving here just so I can give you money to spend, David. So sorting by the current NFL Gridiron IQ projections, I'm going to go with Rashad Bateman.
All right.
Okay.
That and leaves that would Kitchen with 6,400 directly spend.
Ooh, you know who's 6,300? Well, no, we already have the big dog. But if Julio is out, AJ Brown. No, let's go with Jamar Chase at 6,200.
For the mini correlation or for the brand?
Mini correlation. There it is.
Both. Young wide receivers.
I actually don't hate this lineup.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
I'm other than quarterback. It's not just, that bad.
Just get off my lawn. All right. Applebee's. Oh, sick. You get a little pre-roll ad on here after you submit the lineup, baby.
Look at that. Get a dozen, $1.
Look at
that. And they're getting even more exposed. Do you think Applebee's knew they would get like branding exposure on the Swolecast? Like for free, just extra.
They should have at least paid us $10 for this.
Eating good.
Or a dollar. Just get us a dozen. Okay. Let's move on to running backs. Davis, top running backs other than Derrick Henry on this slate.
So I think it actually resembles the slate from last week a lot, where you're probably looking at the mid-tier Daryl Henderson, fantastic play. Leonard Fournette, really good play. Chuba Hubbard has handled about 68% of the snaps last 2 weeks for the Panthers, but has had all the running back usage. I think 11 targets combined the last 2 weeks, got the carry from the 1 yard line. Darrell Williams played 67% of the snaps, was targeted 4 times, got the 2 goal line rushes. I already, in talking with some of my buddies about DFS this week, I've gotten some pushback on Darrell, but like, if you just combined all of Darrell's and CEH's usage from like the Chiefs last like 15 games or whatever, that guy is like a $6,800 running back in DK scoring. And McKinnon, I mean, I guess he looked fine. He had 3 rushes and was targeted 4 times, only caught 1 of them. They're huge favorites here. I think 5,800 is a pretty good price for him. And then there's just a bunch of other guys who you can talk yourself into for tournament plays, right? 5,200, Mike Davis, Devontae Booker, 5,500 with all that usage. Damian Harris as a touchdown home favorite against the Jets. You know, Joe Mixon with the 6 targets last week. James Conner is the 17-point favorite.
Hey, leave some names for Tuttle.
Yeah, I mean, I had a lot of guys that I really wanted to talk about, but Davis,
I feel like you just named, you just went down the list and just like named every player with a reason why they might, just in case it did happen to go.
Well, I've already done content for the week, so those are like the 8 guys that I'm thinking about playing.
So now Davis can victory lap whichever one of those guys hits because he set it up.
I'll just say this. Daryl Henderson is Daryl Henderson is the man. He's like an $8,000 player.
Yeah, Davis is the content site that touts every single play and then tweets out the screenshot of the one guy that got it right.
Fair. Tuttle, do you have any other running back plays you like?
Did you see Davis's Eskimo Brothers price tag on FanDuel?
It's amazing. No,
I did not.
$8,000. He's the third highest priced running back this week.
Did you ever see this glow up coming for your Eskimo brother Davis?
Yes. Literally every time he got a chance to play as a running back, I would tell people he's the man. He's good. He's an amazing running back, and we're seeing it play out.
So I was not listening to Davis speak, so I'm not exactly sure who he actually mentioned. But DeAndre Swift, was DeAndre Swift mentioned?
Nope.
There you go.
It's not.
DeAndre Swift is, I like
Miles Detroit. Sanders.
No, let's not get crazy here. DeAndre Swift, Chuba Hubbard would be the other guy who has a really nice role with McCaffrey back on the IR.
Yeah. Peter, your thoughts?
I mean, every running back has been named, so I have to talk about like Kenny Gainwell. Michelle, if Darrell Henderson gets hurt. Kenyon Drake had a couple touchdowns last week. I mean, all you guys left me were the scraps.
You know who boots on the ground there in Boston?
Ramondre
might be a
look
nice
good,
little,
man.
Nice I think he's got the role you don't want in this game, though. Like, he's 245 pounds, but they're playing him in the James White role.
Yeah, I don't think he's a play this week, but if we could ever get rid of Damian Harris and give Belkow Ramondre status, it'd be full-on blast off.
Yeah.
Did you see that? I'm famously not a film grinder, but even I, seeing that wheel route he caught in that game against the Cow, I was like, who is it? I mean, is that Randy Moss? Oh no, that's Ramondre Stevenson catching that.
Easily mistakable.
Yeah. Similar builds.
All right. Any other running backs you like, Peter, before we move on to wide receivers? Does no one like Miles Sanders? Cause he's only 5,100. Like I get it.
He's going to get like 5 touches. Is that good for their price tag?
Well, they phase
$1,000 a touch.
Gainwell had like no role last game.
Right. Like he had, I think I saw what maybe JJ was saying, like 75% was like his floor as far as being out there. Like market share.
So I've done this before.
Fallen for the
Philadelphia Eagles, just when you think there's actually some like sort of strategy to their running back usage, there's not. So you're probably lighting money on fire trying to predict which running back will actually get more run this week, because I went, I've fallen for the Kenneth Gainwell. Let me bring up his game log. I fell for the Kenny Gainwell against Dallas. Dallas showdown. He sucked out a little bit at the end, but it was the Dallas showdown because the snaps and routes run were pretty decent against San Francisco. We saw the same thing with this, what happened last week, that week in week three. And then all of a sudden for Kansas City, he has some huge passing game role. And then it goes back down. Like there's no predicting how they're going to,
I mean, Nick Sirianni is just a donk, right? Like we had the jury out on him for like 3 weeks, but he just clearly doesn't, he's like not good. So trying to ascribe logic to someone who like, he's just already clearly like trying to save his job. Like he doesn't know what he's doing.
All right. Last gross take, 5K JD McKissick against Green Bay. If things get out of hand in Green Bay.
Well, you don't even need it to get out of hand. He handled 42% of the team's rushes last week because
Gibson's hurt
and they don't trust Patterson yet. So all you would need is like a little bit of in-game run good of like Gibson, you know, being banged up or whatever. And Gibson might not even play, right? Like he is legitimately injured at this point. So Gibson is, or McKissick is like a potential smash.
What are you hearing about from the doc, Davis, about Gibson?
I have no idea.
Chow hasn't talked to you about it?
Any of you guys' secret DMs?
He's not in any of the secret chats.
I didn't know if it was in the...
He's not in the Mooncats chat? Or the Nine Lives Lounge?
Davis is not a part of the Nine Lives Lounge. He wishes, but he is not. Okay, let's move on to wide receivers. Tuttle, I would start with you, but
yeah, I got a great one.
Okay,
Calvin Ridley, I think, is really underpriced. 6600.
Yeah, yeah, it's actually the first time I've heard that today, and agreed. You just think that his price tag is way too low.
Yeah, I think he's gonna get steamed. AJ Brown would be like another guy in that same price range that seems a little too low. Price.
Yeah, that's interesting. Who do you actually think is a better value between Ridley and AJ Brown?
Ridley, personally.
Yeah.
Davis?
I think that AJ Brown is the best value between those two.
Davis doesn't even get it. Or either that or he's doing something else.
I was doing an advanced Twitter search to see.
I knew it because you would like.
I wanted to see the first time Josh ever told people to sell Bitcoin and what the price was.
Can you just please stay focused on the show? We had like a nice little bit. And you just missed it. And then you went into like serious mode. And that's when it gets awkward. Just stay focused. So you like Ridley over AJB. Who are some other wide receivers that you like?
No, I like the opposite. I like it. My take this week is that it's a generational buying opportunity for AJ Brown, because I think that Pete's tweet that is coming on Saturday, where he says so many people have talked about AJ Brown being a sneaky leverage play off Derrick Henry that he's not even sneaky anymore, I think it's not true. I don't think AJ Brown will end up being that owned.
Don't FUD a tweet. I haven't even sent yet or even contemplated sending.
He is like, he's like tweet blocking you because like now that he said that, you can't send the tweet.
Well, I'm going to say that. I'm going to say, you guys want me to say this, but it's not true. So I can't say it.
Inconceivable. All right, Davis, who are some of the other wide receivers that you like?
Well, the real question you have to answer for yourself this week is, who do I like the most between Davante Adams, Cooper Kupp, and Tyreek Hill? Because those are the three guys with the highest non-Derrick Henry ceilings of the slate. Odds are pretty good that one of them goes for like 35 plus, and you got to decide, you know, I mean, obviously it's a Wednesday, so the ownership, you know, it's kind of more of a first look show. So we don't have really good ownership projections on them or anything.
Nobody else is doing it.
My guess, and I'll ask Peter, is my guess is actually that I think Tyreek will end up being the lowest owned, because the projection bros will always have Adams the most. The hand builder bros want to click Cooper Kupp because, you know, everyone who's been playing Cooper Kupp has been rewarded by that decision every single week. And there is a larger meta narrative about the Chiefs being broken. So my guess is that Tyreek ends up the lowest owned of those three.
You still think the meta, like the Chiefs being broken, is going to cause people not to play Tyreek?
mean, even if it shifts perception like 2-3%, that could lead to him being the lowest owned.
I mean, you could say that though about like Devonta didn't have a good game last week. Like people would be fading him for. I mean, you could come up with a reason for any of these guys.
I got a great stack here or stat here.
Okay.
That I poured through with my research.
Yeah, of course.
Tyreek Hill had 12 targets on 35 routes run last week. That's hashtag pretty good.
He like I would actually be surprised if he does not get 30 DraftKings points on Sunday. I think they are just going to target him time and time again, and maybe the leverage play is you go with Darrell Williams because like Tyreek will have 3 or 4 pass interference penalties like in the end zone and they'll run in with somebody else. But like they're going to target him so much against this depleted Titans secondary that he would definitely be number one on my list. Like when you talk about ceiling, Peter, you know, when we talk about the show and we talk about like some of the intricate details of projections and the ceiling of guys, that's Tyreek this week.
Yeah, I mean, I think Adams and Cooper Kupp have that ceiling too. But yes, we like we like Tyreek Hill.
Yeah. All right, other alphas. That.
Sorry, I couldn't really back you up on
I
that.
I know,
hot take, like that Tyreek Hill has a ceiling.
Ceiling. I do think his ceiling is more than Devontae and Cooper Kupp this week, though. But
that's just because of the boots on the ground take.
Just because they are going just up say against
it because I watch this Tennessee secondary every week.
I'm watching this Tennessee secondary. Listen, Breon Borders is going to be out there just running wind sprints and getting beat the whole game. All right.
What if the Galaxy brain play is Robert Woods? Touchdown in 3 straight weeks.
I'm not falling for it.
Stafford is going to go. I'm not going to swear. He is going to go nuclear because my take is that
narrative
McVay. He cares about the narratives, right? So like he would try to get Gurley the rushing title. Like those were things that mattered to him. And I think like, I basically think that it's sitting there in the fourth quarter. The Rams have like 48 points or 30, you know, whatever, how many points they have. And McVay is going to look at Stafford and be like, you want to go back in there, bro? And Stafford's going to be like, hell yeah, I want to go back in there. Like Stafford is going to go nuclear this week. That is my biggest, like, I think that'll be my biggest difference relative to the field is that Rams double stacks are my preferred strategy.
Did you see that no look pass from Stafford on Sunday?
I didn't.
No, I didn't.
Tell us exactly. Give us a play by play.
Yeah, kind of paint a picture he was, for us who missed it.
Okay, so he's in the pocket. He's looking down the middle, and he's got his eyes set on another guy the whole time and throws it like a no-look pass. And someone said,
that's what no-look means. Okay, he was looking at somebody
someone
else.
Said, if Patrick Mahomes did this, we'd be talking about it all the time. But, I mean, he's got the weapons now. I agree. We're not talking about another narrative game, though. Anybody want to guess what that is?
I don't.
This is a blowout game. This is like they could do whatever they want in this game.
The Bucs? Kyler.
420. Yeah, well, it's Kyler, but it's also with his receiver. Some might have called him Nuck back in the day, but it's
Nuck
new.
If you buck.
Yeah, and
it's Nuke now going against his old team. They could, like, if they wanted to get him 3 or 4 touchdowns in this game, they absolutely could.
How about we aim for just 3 to 4 targets because he didn't even get that last week?
As a de facto tight end now, but he gets there every week.
Yeah, I mean, you're basically doing
that's,
it because of
that's
narrative
an interesting
alone.
One. Pete, do you think if you play Kyler this week, you have to double stack him with two of the medium price guys, so Green, Kirk, Rondale, or do you single stack him and just hope you get the one that goes the most nuts? Right.
Yeah, I heard you and Drew be talking about that. I think you can single stack him. I also honestly think with how big their team total and that spread is, you could probably toss in one of the running backs with the Kyler stack if you wanted to do Kyler running back and then one of the cheap wide receivers.
It'd be Edmonds.
I mean, I think you could do either.
No, Sorry, I can't back you up on that, Peter. It'd be Edmonds.
I think you could do either.
Okay. I'd say you could probably do either, personally.
Davis?
I don't know.
Davis, you're missing out.
Davis
on
is
bits.
Looking. You're looking for tweets. Davis.
Davis, it was such a simple landing spot. All you had to say was, I think you could do either. We end that little bit. Tuttle.
But I don't, I don't think that the math would back up that playing an $8,500 quarterback with a running back is ever good, probably.
Yeah, with a non-pass catching running back at that.
Because,
Davis.
Because
I
like
agree.
The,
I agree. The sharp
really
minds
wish
are
I had
aligning.
The ability to, I wish I had the ability to mute Dave, but my thought would be that, like, just is 33-ish from Kyler enough? I think probably not at that price. And, You're kind of asking for like a competitive Texans game, and I really don't think you're getting that. So I think I would be more on board with the double stack or I guess playing Edmonds and hoping he catches like five passes and a touchdown.
Yeah,
I'd say Edmonds.
My only and I guess it's not a perfect comparison, but you know, we have seen multiple tournament winning lineups this year. We saw the Herbert Eckler, obviously Eckler. Catches more passes. We saw the Brady with Fournette in pass catcher stuff, but I hear you with the fact that it's going to be split between those two, but Connor's workload has been really nice lately, and they just have such a big team total. But yeah, I don't think you need to use him with Kyler per se.
Agreed.
We're bringing it back with Nico Collins, convinced. Right?
Ooh, Nico's back.
I think it's,
he is back.
Yeah. I just want to, one of the comments we got last week was from Dustin, and he said, great to see Soccer Dave get back on track as the fabric of sharp takes and not ignoring the criticism like some. As great as Tuttle was as host, it's great to see him back to his roots being a premier analyst. Peter is always as sharp as they come. You three were terrific. I'd like to see all four take their jobs as seriously, though, not confident that will ever happen.
That was the one review you happened to stumble across, Kitchen.
I mean, really, I just put my finger on one as I was scrolling, and that's it felt the most relevant in this moment. Davis is just doing like advanced Twitter searches right now.
I was gonna say Davis is very distracted. I feel like he's not present right now.
This
guys.
Is a bad like this is a bad show for him.
I'm present, guys.
No. Davis,
better not be submitting that time card.
Yeah, just make 0.5 on the hours on that time sheet.
Point five on the hours. You know what I'm thinking? I honestly really actually mean this. I think the Swolecast has outgrown an hour with all of the inside baseball shit we have going on. I think we need like an extra 15 to 30 minutes on the calendar to get through all this, because we got to recap the bits and you got to follow up on the bits to the bits, okay. And we got to give takes.
Honestly, the bit this week is you not paying attention. We have to like recap everything.
Yeah, you're the one not paying attention. You're trying to make me get unpaid overtime for this show. It's like, get out of here. I'm punching out in 15 minutes. Let's get going. Yeah,
Peter so has a hard out.
Peter has a hard out. All right, low price wide receivers. While we're on this topic, Peter, who you like?
Yeah, I mean, Bateman, Tuttle put him in the DK lineup. I think he's going to be pretty popular at 3,400. Van Jefferson at 3,500 looks fine to me. And then up at 4,300, also in our earlier lineup, Mecole Hardman is too cheap at 4,300. Those look like the best value plays to me. T. Higgins getting a little more expensive, but he's mispriced at 4,900, I think.
What about...
$400 cheaper than last week.
Yeah.
What about any of the Giants 3K wide receivers if Darius Slayton does not play? Any of those guys?
David Kitchen's favorite?
Dante Pettis, Kitchen's guy from like 2018 or whatever, had I think 11 targets last week.
I'm hoping the best for that guy. I feel bad for him.
Remember that tweet I did basically saying he was like the worst pick ever and people were so offended?
I do remember that.
Yeah. I don't remember. Let me, advanced search from Davis Matic.
Yeah. From Davis Matic, Dante Pettis. You'll find it. Lots of people were real upset.
Okay. Let's move on to FanDuel.com.
Yeah.
FanDuel.com/DFS/entries.
I also want to say each week I've been tossing our lineup into the squib. We had another 1.5x last week, turned my dollar into 250. Our Lamar Jackson, Mixon, Jonathan Taylor, Lamb, Hopkins, Tony, Andrews, Booker, Broncos defense lineup.
We had the nuts.
Yeah. So I just want to say you can tail this in your single entry GPP cash games.
Your single entry head-to-head cash games.
Excellent advice.
Game.
All right, Kitchen, get your pick out of the way, bud.
I'm not gonna pick Derrick Henry this week.
He's gonna pick Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
I'm not. Why would I? Everyone's already going to pick him, so I'm gonna go with Tyreek, just because I disagree with Peter. I think he's a good play this week, with a super high ceiling.
He is battling that quad, but
just to kind of clear this up, people, the disagreement is you think that he has a significantly
higher ceiling than
Davante Adams and Cooper Kupp.
They know what the disagreement is. We don't have to clarify. If you go ahead and like the video, and if you're listening to this on playback, just leave a comment in the description. Okay. Do you think that Tyreek has a high ceiling, or are you on Pete's side where he's just a mad play this week? Let us know.
I've decided the direction of this lineup, you guys.
All right.
Okay. I have it decided, and then you guys have to fill in the rest.
Okay.
We're playing all three of Davante Adams, Cooper Kupp, and Tyreek Hill.
I like it. That's fun.
All right. That's fun.
It's really fun.
A theme lineup. Let's do it.
Ooh, it's a theme. Kitchen, would you say some money? So, Kitchen, I mean, the theme is the three wide receivers with the highest ceiling on the slate. Are you going to say the theme is the one guy with a really high ceiling and two other wide receivers?
I'm going to say like all three good wide receivers, but if you guys suck out and somehow Cooper Kupp and Davante Adams have better games than Tyreek Hill.
Yeah. Somehow we suck out. Somehow. Yeah,
we're still going to get all three. So I like it. That leaves us with not a lot of money per player, but that's okay. Cause we're on FanDuel. .com.
Well, this was easier last week when Khalil Herbert and Darren Williams were like low fives. It's a little bit more difficult.
We're gonna have to play like Evan Ingram at tight end.
I'm gonna go with Miles Sanders.
God, you love Miles Sanders.
I don't love him. But like you've got to go with a cheap wide receiver. Who is it gonna be?
Okay, what did Gretch say? What did you read from Gretch's thing?
I haven't read Gretch this week. I hate to admit it. Gretch, I love you. I pay for your stuff, but I have not read your stuff this week.
I do not believe that one bit.
I promise. We can pull it up, though. I'm sure there's some signal in there with no noise.
Yeah.
You've got it pulled up probably, Peter.
All right, we'll go by Miles Sanders just to appease David, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm just saying there is no cheap players.
JD McKissick is cheaper and I'd rather play him.
All right. Poor
lineup too.
Yeah, let me do my service. Let's put in Jets defense.
Yeah, that's who I have.
All right. We'll go in Jets and JD McKissick.
All right. So then we can go.
Who are we playing at quarterback? I mean,
Tua probably. Ooh. Tua or Daniel Jones.
You don't want to whoever you play at quarterback, we need to pair with the flex.
Why is stacking good in tournaments?
That's okay, what I've heard.
So we can go. Oh damn! So we can, if we play Waddle at the flex and Stafford, and we play a $4,800 tight end, we can get there.
Stafford, Waddle,
and we can play Tommy Tremble. There we go. Closing the loop on the Tommy Tremble bit.
Now get out of here.
This is one of the best head-to-head GPP cash.
No, I'm actually trying to build my role over on FanDuel, so if we could not dick around with these last few picks.
Okay, yeah.
We're taking
Waddle and Stafford out here.
What do you have in
total? Why are we not playing Aaron Rodgers, who's the cheapest of the stack candidates?
Yeah, let's play Rodgers.
He's the cheapest by 200. Okay, but I do agree. We do have the McKissick
notable
comeback. Yeah.
Agreed. And do we play Tonyan at tight end?
No. I got it.
Oh boy.
Either Furk Daddy or even better, Jonnu season.
Oh, I thought he was going to say
you're
Michael.
So predictable,
Pruitt.
Dude.
Because did you see Michael Tuttle? Pruitt? Did you see what happened last week with Jonnu? Tell me you saw it.
This is
he ran less. Did he ran like six routes again or something?
Kitchen has the same show sheet for every single week, and it says Darius Garland, Mooncats, Derrick Henry, Furk Daddy, and Johnny Smith on it. No, those are the only days.
We can play. I don't like playing Furk, sir. But we can play either Jonnu or Trimble.
I need to ask.
Tunyon's the play for this lineup.
He is, but I want to ask Dave, if we play Furkser, is it for the mini correlation or is it for the brand?
For the brands.
Furkser would, like, he's not even like the alpha tight end yet, or right now.
Yet.
So.
Yet.
Yet he caught
he
it.
Had
so.
Chance. He had the chance.
I mean, he
you can play
last week in a game where they were playing catch up, played 28% of the snaps.
Hey, guys, Tuttle's excited. Let Tuttle be excited.
Yeah, let's foster, let's foster this excitement.
I mean, you just play Tunyon and then go back to Devontae Smith in this lineup.
Let's
That's 100% go. What you do.
I love it. Booked. I'm begging you not to dupe me in the 25K Sunday NFL squib single entry.
All right. So who's the 5,800 play? Who do you say?
Devonta Smith.
Devonta.
I don't know about the double Philadelphia without the Vegas bring back, but we could go Ruggs here too. We could go Ruggs.
You could also go.
Yeah.
All right. Are we changing?
Ruggs.
All right.
You could also go half, since it's a half point PPR site for FanDuel.
Is it?
Yeah. It typically favors the running backs more, and it's not sexy, but Devonta Booker against Carolina, 5,800, could also fill that role. But listen, you play whoever you want in that slate. It's just like, it might be what, it's going to cash regardless, but it might be what causes you not to win first place. But that way you're not duplicated. All right. Tight ends. Look at us. We got like 6 minutes left.
I got a hard out though. So
and I do know that Davis does have to stay after school for detention. what if Davis just had to do 15 minutes at the end of the stream by himself to make up for being distracted during the show?
There's a lot going on. You can't blame me.
Bukkake got injured. Jorginho made the PK. You watching this, Davis?
Tuttle, I was going to say, Tuttle is like, he'd be that guy that Davis gets in trouble. He's like, it's not fair. Tuttle's distracted every show and he doesn't have to stay after. But them's are the rules. Tight ends, Davis.
So I guess what's interesting about this week is you got to decide what's your line on RSJ. Like you got to decide like what is the actual price tag you think Ricky Seals-Jones should be. Like 3,000, it was a no-brainer. 3,700, it's still like it's getting close. Obviously, his role has been unreal the last 2 weeks. Six targets last week. He did. I will say the touchdown he caught. I, the Green Bay defense is bad, but I don't know if they'll actually truly forget to cover him for an entire play and leave him wide open. But you are probably going to want to save money in cash games this week. I think that Kelsey was, looking back on what I did in cash last week, it was bad to not play him, but it's 7,600 and it's a little bit tighter this week because there are not as many obvious value play running backs. So I'm just looking for a 3K-ish tight end to present himself to me. And I'm not even doing this for the bit, Dave. Tommy Tremble was in my cash game shell when I made it on Monday to post 10
days. I can't believe this is not a bit. I literally, he didn't even make my list. Oh my God. I cut it off at Ryan Griffin. I couldn't even bother to include Tommy Trimble.
Well, so what happened last week is he flipped Terrace Marshall. Terrace Marshall played 23% of the snaps. Trimble played
Marshall
51%.
Got hurt.
Oh, is that why? I did not know that, but that is what happened.
He got a concussion.
Okay. So I guess the thought would be then, does he run the routes or does Zylstra just run them?
Did didn't think we were going to get Zylstrom mentioned on the show today.
I mean, people said we're slacking. That's how bad tight end has been, though. Like, I don't want to play $5,100 TJ Hockenson. I don't want to play. Gesicki is a really good tournament play. Yeah.
Tonyan's probably the best points per dollar play at $3,500.
His floor is so bad.
His floor is one catch for 2 yards.
But the ceiling?
Actually, his floor is one catch for one. I read that wrong. 1 for 6, though, is his floor.
I'm trying to read up. Is Kelsey on any injury report? Peter, you usually give us that information.
No, he's good to go. Practice in full today. I didn't actually read that, but I'm just assuming.
He had like some sort of hand or arm.
Yeah, he left twice. Injury. He left twice against the Washington football team.
Look at us. Look at us watching the film, grinding the film.
look at us. Who would have thought?
I'm just watching Chiefs games like through my fingers like a horror movie at this point, just like hoping that they're able to escape it with like Mahomes not dead. They're brutal right now.
I would say other than Davis being a little distracted today, we've had a pretty good show.
Yeah. Agreed. It just shocks me. If you'd have told me like before the season started that Evan Engram would be 3.6K
and you'd be like not waving him
and Jonnu Smith would be 2.8K, like almost minimum salary.
You mean the Patriots fullback?
I tossed out Jonnu Smith last week and Davis hit me with he only ran 4 routes or whatever.
Yeah, he's not. I mean, he only had 2 targets last week, but they did utilize him on an end around.
They did that the week before too.
That's like Kitchen's catnip. When a tight end gets an end around,
it's when the offensive coordinator. Yeah, and you know who did that last week too? Dawson Knox. Like, you've got these coordinators that utilize these tight ends because of their athletic abilities. That is saying that they value them. I think it gives them a little bit more equity in the end zone. Hang on,
Kitchen, will you please do a tweet that says something along the lines of Jonnu Smith's gadget floor isn't baked into his projection?
Yes. His OC athletic profile mixture. There's some sort of correlation there
The real answer to who to play at tight end is just Mark Andrews, though. Mark Andrews has fully returned to his 2019 prominence and looks incredible.
I would even play him on FanDuel over Kelsey. But
yeah, I've been built on FanDuel, but that's probably bad. I would just guess based on how FanDuel prices.
Yeah, that has to be bad. That has to be bad.
Sounds pretty
for
bad.
For 700. Yeah, that's gonna
be bad. $700 difference. FanDuel NFL pricing is the best. $700.
Did you see
worried about that armor wrist injuries?
Oh my god.
Did you see the half or Pete might not know this one, but did you see the Tyus Jones small forward, power forward eligibility?
No,
for basketball.
No. That's pretty good, though. You love to see Tyus Jones.
Tyus Jones is small forward.
Small forward, power forward.
The Timberwolves, Grizzlies point guard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Same guy.
I wish I got.
Well, who is he with now? He's with Memphis now, right?
Yeah.
Oh man, you remember that time when Steph Curry is listed for $1 on Draft Street?
It was not $1. It was $20.
$20. Oh man. And we played him because people didn't play him because they didn't scroll all the way down. They thought he wasn't playing.
Do you remember the $0 third baseman for the Yankees on DraftKings?
Oh yeah. Oh man. Do you remember the first $200 project on the blockchain?
Tuttle, what was the Enrique Hernandez one? He was priced at like, they left a zero off. He was like 2,900 or whatever.
It was like 290. It was free.
Yeah.
Remember when
DFS? We've come along.
9,200.
Oh man. Do you remember? Do you remember the Swolecast and that it's sponsored by BetMGM? Promo code GrindersBets. Leave a comment. Hear ye.
BetMGM. Hear ye.
Tuttle, did you give a terrible take?
No. Please don't say. I was hoping Tyus Jones. De'Aaron Fox for Wednesday night's basketball. I guess I'll latch on to Robert Tonyan for the
Dude, his floor is literally zero.
Literally. Two touchdowns this week, baby.
All right. This is a good show. I feel like I like
to do I not get a final thought?
Davis, you've had plenty of opportunities. I feel like you've got 15 minutes of final
thoughts. You're Kitchen, it's on my time now, buddy.
You know, Kitchen, of everything you've ever done, I think you've been macro right about one thing, which is basically Derrick Henry is good. Yeah, you've been wrong time and time again on many things and belittle anyone who thinks differently than you. Weak opinion, strongly held.
I felt like Jack Settleman because I was so tilted that Pete's response a way better ratio than my hear ye.
22 responses, 127 fades.
I knew you were going to be so tilted because it was supposed to be your big victory lap. You got cut.
I was upset, but I was like smiling through the pain. So that will do it for the week 7 Swolecast. Thanks for tuning in. I don't know why you do it, but thanks for doing that. Thanks for Eli for producing the show in a pinch. We appreciate you, bro. And good luck in your lineups this week. We'll see you later.